It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Well, hello. Howdy doody. It's time for Broken News. And so, did you enjoy the State of the Union the other night? President Biden put a lot of questions behind him, didn't he? The state of our union is strong, and the state of the person giving the State of the Union is breathing. He looked good. I mean, he was energetic. He was feisty. And even more, he had a pulse. And as far as the reception goes, well, we know that, of course, his running mate, Kamala Harris, she enjoyed the State of the Union. She was sitting behind the president, and Kamala Harris looked like she was watching an exercise video. She was standing up and sitting down and standing up and sitting down. The only thing she needed, the only thing she lacked were free weights in each hand when she was applauding. I don't know if it was a lot of fun for the Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm thinking he would have wanted to be anywhere else, probably. In fact, he, just judging by his face, by his expression, he looked like someone waiting for a root canal. The only thing he did that could remotely be considered showing some animation and some sign of life, he shook his head at just about everything President Biden said. And, you know, just constant, so just back and forth, shaking his head, kind of like a a toddler saying, no, mommy, I do not want any more boiled prunes. And then you had the universally unpopular Republican response. And you got to admit, you've seen hostage videos where the people involved looked happier than that. That was rough, wasn't it? In fact, I was kind of wondering, why did the Republicans even have a response after the State of the Union? They seem to give their response during the State of the Union. You had Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was the heckler in chief, yelling and screaming and shouting as much as she could. What'd you think of her outfit? Yeah, she looked kind of like a, what would you call it? Oh, an idiot. And she was proudly wearing the MAGA hat. MAGA. Making America get antidepressants. Well, and that's Broken News for this week. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you'll be back with us next time.